Okay, we turn to Psalm chapter 34. Psalm chapter 34. Verse 8 to verse 10. Psalm chapter 34, verse 8 to verse 10. Verse 8. All test and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. Verse 9. Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints. There is no want to those who fear him. Verse 10. The young lion lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good things. And this afternoon, I would like to share with you these three verses. If we want to be blessed by God, according to these three verses, we need to take three actions. Oh, not only listen, no, we need to take three actions. Verse 8, the first action is trust in Him. Verse 9, the second action is fear Him. Verse 10, the third action is seek the Lord. So these three verses have three verbs, which means three actions. So God is waiting. If we take three actions every day, and we are going to experience the blessing of God every day. The first one, chapter 8. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. Trust in him means trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, we live the life in the world. Quite often, we try to trust human being instead of trust God. And the trust human being, including we trust our parents when we are young. And later on, we trust our friend or trust any advisor when we are in school. And later on, we trust ourselves. Trust means we make a decision based on the advice of somebody. But we know that all the human beings are limited. We don't know what is going to happen tomorrow. Not only we can foresee the future, we are limited. A lot of things, we cannot resolve it. So our eyesight limited, our capability limited. So when we trust ourselves, we always make a wrong decision. Let's turn to the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 5. Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. Verse 6, in all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your path. 7, do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strengthen your bones. So verse 5 says, trust the Lord with all your heart. Try not to lean on your own understanding. How to trust the Lord? In all your ways, acknowledge Him. Acknowledge Him means we tell God all our ways, all our decisions, and that God leading our decision, make decision for us. That's called trust ourselves to Him. And He will direct your path. God will direct our path if we trust
our ways to Him. We know that there are a couple of things. It seems very easy, but the decision had profound impact to your future, even to eternity. Oh. The first is, what major are you going to take? Are you going to choose? Which school are you going to study? It seems very easy, right? Oh, I like this major, I like that major. Which school? If the school is very famous, or if the school can bring me a very good future, or then I'm going to choose that school, right? They're very simple. Then after school, then you have to decide what kind of work I'm going to do and where am I going to work. But it seems this is very simple, right? What kind of work? Oh, right? The work who give me the good pay, the work who give me the potential to be promoted, or the work with a good working environment. Oh, just like in the San Jose area, a lot of headquarters in the technology company, they are all very high pay and very good benefit. So naturally, it seems very easy for us to make a decision. So where are you going to work? It's very, very simple. And the third decision related to your work is, where am I going to live? It seems very simple, right? Where am I going to live? I just live somewhere I like, or somewhere close to my work. The next question is, whom should I get married? When should I marry? Oh, then it seems very simple too, right? I just marry the one I love, and the one who loved me, right? It's very simple. And the last question is, how many children are you going to have? When are you going to have children? Seems very simple. But if you look into all the different kinds of problem happen in a church member, you carefully analyze, then you are going to find out almost all the problem, most of them related to these five decisions. So if they make a right decision, probably will ensure them to have blessing of God. If they make a wrong decision, rely on their own insight, their own wisdom, probably they will have profound consequence in their spiritual life. Oh. So trust the Lord means we have our own idea. Oh. I want to do this, I want to do that, I want to work here, I want to work there, I want to stay here, I want to stay there, I want to marry this one, I want to marry that one, right? But after your initial decision, you pray to God. Don't make decision yet. You pray to God and trust your decision to God. God, I'm willing to change. I'm flexible to your leadership. I'm willing to submit myself to you. When you reserve some type of flexibility and that God to lead the final decision, then you are going to see God is going to lead us according to His will. And eventually, you are going to see the blessing of God there. Oh. So when the Israelites crossing the, they prepare to cross the Jordan River, what did they do? Oh. They let the ark walk before them about 3,000 cubits. Oh. Keep a distance. Why? Because this path they never travel. To them, this is a new path. So, since it is a new path, so they need God to guide them. Oh. They are afraid that without guidance and they walk in their own way. But today, we look at a lot of people. They are very bold. Oh. They have a lot of future. Plan for their own future without even seeking for guidance of God. They think, I'm smart enough to make decision. So if we want to receive the blessing, trust everything to God and don't trust our own insight. And those who trust God, the person will be like what? Jeremiah chapter 17 says, the person will be like a tree planted beside the river. So outwardly, you look the tree, the same. But the invisible part is different. The invisible part is the root. Oh, It rooted beside the river, and that river has a lot of water. So when a person really trusts God, in the bottom of their heart, they are connecting to God. Because all your mindset, all your heart thinking is about God. Want to understand God's will, want to rely on Him. You know, superficially look at the church member, right? 250 members. If you dig a little bit deeper, you are going to find everybody's heart are rooted different ground. Some are rooted in money. Oh, some are rooted in the world. Oh, some are rooted in their own, rely on themselves, in their own capability. So everybody, their heart is rooted differently. But only the one who trusts God, their heart is rooted in God. Oh, so this kind of person are very stable because they knew God is going to guide them. They knew God is going to be responsible whatever path God guide them. So you look into when they travel in the wilderness, right? They just follow the guidance of Peter, of cloud, and Peter of fire. They just follow the guidance of God. And then what happened? They only bring only a few of the food. But 40 years, God provided them manna. 40 years. Why? Because they trusted the Lord, so God was responsible to their life. And then 40 years, their clothes never worn out. Their shoes never worn out. This is a miracle. How come miracle? Because they follow God's guidance. They trust the Lord. Also today, if we want to receive the blessing, don't be too smart. Rely on ourselves too much. Trust the Lord. This is the first one. The second action, fear the Lord. So what does fear the Lord means? We always connecting fear to what? Committing no sin. So the Proverbs chapter 3, later part, fear the Lord, 7, chapter 7. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. We always connect this one. So fear the Lord, you will never do evil things, right? Yes, that's part of the action. That's only 50% of the action of fear. And how about the other 50%? Fear the Lord means in your heart, God is your master. Now, if God is the master, whatever God says, it's carry weight. No. So, 10 commandments is not a 10 suggestion. If we fear the law, commandment is a commandment. If we don't fear the law, commandment is suggestion. Suggestion is for your reference. If you like it, you do it. If you don't like it, you don't do it. Right? No. So, 10 commandments, if you really pay attention to it, do it, then we fear the law. Keeping the Sabbath. That's one of the examples. Let's turn to Genesis to see the example of fearing the law. Genesis chapter 22. Genesis chapter 22, verse 12. And he said, do not lay your hand on lead or do anything to him. For now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. So Abraham tried to offer his only son to God. So he brought his son together with him and walked 3 days' journey on top of the Mount of Moriah. And when he was ready to kill his son, and God stopped him, said, no, don't do that. I already know you fear God. How? How did God know Abraham feared God? You have not withheld your son, your only son, your beloved one from me. So when Abraham heard that God asked him to offer the only one son, you know, the only one, is a beloved one. Because Abraham feared God, so God's command to him carry heavy weight. I must do it. And I must do it as soon as possible. So the next day, very early in the morning, he got up and started to proceed to the mountain, try to offer his son. No. So this is called fear. Whatever we know, it is God's will. No. And then we try our best to do it. Then it is evident to show that we fear God. And then after God acknowledged his fear to him, then what? Verse 13. Then Abraham lifted his eyes and looked, and there behind him was a ram. Now, and verse 16. The second time God told Abraham, by myself I sworn, say the Lord, because you have done these things and had not withheld your son, your only son, blessed will be, blessing will bless you, will I bless you. And multiplying, I will multiply your descendant. So God started to bless him. When we reserve nothing, we want to dedicate everything for God, it seems we lose everything. But this is heavenly mathematics. If we lose everything for God, you are going to receive everything from God. Today, we cannot receive too much blessing because we reserve too much for ourselves. Oh, we offer too little to God. Oh, so if we really want to receive blessing, fear the Lord. Not only we should not commit sin, on the other positive side, whatever God wants me to do, do your best to do it. Oh, that's the way to show our fear to him. Even the most beloved one, your beloved son, just Abraham's beloved son. Do you know in your life, what you treasure the most? If you are willing to give up that on behalf of Jesus Christ, then you will receive blessing because of that, because we fear God. Now, so this is the second action we have to take to receive blessing. Fear him. The third action, seek the Lord. If we want to receive blessing, we have to seek after the Lord. Oh. Let's think about how do you seek after your diploma. Right? You have to focus on your study every day for 4 years. Put a lot of effort into it to pursue it, and eventually you get a diploma. So seek after God means focus your life on God himself. And spend time, put effort to pursue it. That called seek after God. And we are going to receive blessing. Oh, God is spirit and God is the words. So seek after God eventually related to things. Spend time to read the words of God. Spend time to meditate the words of God. Now, the second thing is spend time to pray and to be filled by the Holy Spirit. These are the way we seek the Lord. Right now, the comfortable life really distracts us so that we cannot really focus on God. Too many distractions. Oh. So our focus is not in God. You know, the Matthew chapter 25 talk about the second coming of Jesus Christ will be like the time of Noah. Why? In the time of Noah, everybody are eating, drinking, and marrying. Is there anything wrong with eating, drinking, and marrying? In the book of Acts, say eating, drinking is a blessing of God. So you can be healthy to everything God provides. That's a blessing. Marriage is a blessing. You have good marriage. Enjoy your marital life. Good family life. That's a blessing. But how come the Bible say the second coming of Jesus will be like the time of Noah? Because in the time of Noah, they focus on eating, drinking, and marrying. If you have the experience taking the photo with the manual focus, you know if you focus one point, all the surrounding area will become blur. So in the time of Noah, they focus too much on the comfort of life. That's the reason they are unaware of the coming of the flood. Actually, Noah was preaching the warning every day. So they have no feeling about the spiritual warning. because they had been distracted by eating and marrying and drinking. So today is the same thing. Our life is too comfortable. I always have a feeling, the longer we live, the more step we have. The more time we move, oh, the less step you have. When your family move a lot of times, right? You just throw away everything. Right? And when you throw away everything, your life becomes very simple. And when your life becomes very simple, it's easier for you to focus on seek after God. Also, sometimes I see the members, they're financially, they are very capable, but their life are very simple. I really admire these kind of members. Oh, they are very capable to live a luxurious life, but they live a very simple life. Oh, so what is the best lifestyle? You should not copy from the movie. You should not copy from your parents. You should not copy from your friend. What is the best lifestyle? The best lifestyle is a lifestyle who can help you to seek after God, to serve God. That will be the best lifestyle. So as a Christian, we have to look into the Bible and seeking some of the spiritual principles and develop your own guidance, your own guideline of your own lifestyle. So seek after God. Nowadays, the most difficulty is we have too many things, too many distractions. So if we put all the things away, focus on God, and pursue after Him, you are going to see our life will be filled with blessing. So how can we receive blessing? Three actions. Trust the law, fear the law, and seek the law. Let's come forward and pray.